And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations on the win. I'm sure a great confidence builder for your kids, and really played well on Friday night. I'm sure you were proud of them.
Yep, I thought our kids did a good job. I felt like as the game went on, we got better as the game went on, and some of the kids settled in, and we had some young kids starting for the first time in that game, and I felt like they just started growing up as the game went on.
Coach, it was hot on Friday night when you were in Ogallala, but man, it seemed like from afar anyway, your kids handled it well. Can you talk about the conditioning? And I'm sure there was a lot of preparation going into that game to prepare for the heat and the weather conditions and everything. Looked like your kids were ready to go.
Yep. Yeah, we do a good job with that, I think. I mean, our parents donate a lot of water, and we make everybody drink when they get on. Everybody had to eat a banana when they got on the bus, and then we give them all the water they can drink. When they get off the bus, they have to drink another bottle of water and that part. And then I think a big part comes with our conditioning and what we do and how we train and practice to handle the heat. And with today's rules, you can't practice a lot in the heat. So I think it's just part of the our warm-up that we do and the drills that we do that really help our kids adjust to that. And so I thought they handled it pretty good. We just had a few kids cramping, and we made it through, so pretty good.
Defensively, Carly, nothing looks better on the scoreboard for a defense than when you see a zero. Your kids came up with some big plays. I know Ogallala had moments when they moved the ball, but your defense came up with the big plays when they needed to, it looked like.
Yeah, I felt like our kids did a good job. We shut down their run and made them pass quite a bit and held them to very few yards rushing, and then made some plays. They had one drive early in the first. I think they got inside our 10, and our kids held and made plays, and we kept them out. I think that was closest they got there to the end zone. And same thing on defense. I thought we settled in. I thought our defensive back did a good job in our coverage, and we ended up with three picks and did a good job there.
Offensively, I thought really good balance, Carly. I mean, the run game, you really kind of took things over up front, especially in the second half, but made some big plays in the pass game, too. I'm sure you were happy with that aspect of it.
Yep. Yeah, we didn't pass as many times as the week before, but when we did, we did a good job executing those and had a few plays where they got pressure or a couple plays where our quarterback didn't see the route where they're supposed to because of the pressure. So, and both our quarterbacks are sophomores and they're learning each week. So I think it's just a growing process and just the different things they're going to see up front and then how they handle it and what we do. So I think they're getting better, and I hope. Hopefully, our passing game continues to improve.
Coach, I'd like for you to talk a little bit about your seniors. I just thought the senior leadership from some of those guys on Friday really showed. Drew, of course, up front. Zach Jackson had a big game for you. I thought your senior leadership just kind of stepped forward Friday. Did you kind of feel that too?
Yeah, our seniors did a good job. I just felt like they grew too as the game went on. I just felt like we should have been a little more confident in ourselves, and we weren't, but I felt like as the game went on, we got confident, and then I heard our kids in the huddle and at halftime say, you know, talk to each other and tell them we got to get going, we can do this, we can handle these guys, and their voice was heard by the other kids, and I just thought that Drew did a good job there, and Zach, he did a good job. I felt like he really got better as the game went on, too. You know, and our linemen, we have Brody Broman there, and Devin Baum, and those guys also got better as the game went on. And they got to be vocal. We stress that. And at halftime is when I heard them being vocal, and I think that really helped our kids.
Got to bring up special teams, Carly. My goodness, forced a missed field goal. You had a blocked punt. You stopped a fake punt that they attempted. And not to be overlooked, 4-for-4 on point after attempts. It was a pretty good showing by that group.
Yeah, our special teams did a good job. Drew got the block on the field goal, and we had a freshman get the block on a punt, so he could have maybe scooped and scored, but that's learning. He said he didn't know you could pick it up and run it in. So, but anyway, that's just part of the game and learning process that happens. And then we had a freshman that kicks the extra points, and he was money. So there's still some things to improve on our special teams, and we'll continue to work on it. But we did pretty good that game.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the opponent for Friday night. Quality opponent coming in. You get to take on Chadron. Talk about your preparation for them and what will be the keys.
You know, Chadron's a good team. They're 2-0. They played O'Neill, and they're a pretty good team. And then they played a team from Wyoming, which you don't know much about them. But anyway, I think that several keys for that game is going to be, first of all, for ourselves, we need to limit our mistakes, and I say that all the time, but it's so crucial for us. Limit our mistakes, and that would be like self-inflicting penalties, false starts, that type of stuff, and then take care of the ball, try not to get any turnovers. And then the next part is probably the physicality. We have to match our physicality in the game for us to be successful. If we can match our physicality and control that line of scrimmage, it'll give us an opportunity to be in the game and play well.
Well, Carly, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate the time that you give us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your coverage.